How's it going, everybody? This is the Nitty Gritty. My name is Chad. With me, as usual, is Leonard. This is a show about pro wrestling, and this week we are going to be giving you another random match review. This match comes from a comment that Leonard made on a previous show, and as I was editing, he had talked about Rene Goulet not being very good, and I thought to myself, I know who Rene Goulet is. Everybody watching everybody watching this even remotely around our ages knows who Rene Goulet is, even if you don't know his name, because whenever the officials would come out from the back, Rene Goulet was commonly, I will say, one of those people, along with Tony Garea and
Yes.
Gerald Briscoe and people like that. He was always there.
Yes, Goulet was the one with the blonde page boy haircut.
That's right. Yes, he had big hair, and so I thought to myself, I've never seen a match with him. Let me look up what some of his best matches are. And sure enough, Google slash AI gave me a suggestion. And unfortunately, that specific match might not be available, but he was in a tag team with Carl Gotch. And the match we are going to be covering is Rene Goulet and Carl Gotch versus the Rugged Russians. So before I get to the background of these people, Leonard, had you ever heard of the Rugged Russians before?
No, I knew that you, since this was your match, you were going to do all the research on it and enlighten me. But there were tons of bad guy Russians all
Yeah.
throughout the 70s and 80s. So,
That's
I
true.
figured this was just some random dudes in masks.
Well, these Rugged Russians, the character names, from what I've read, and there is very little information on these guys, the character names were Igor and Ivan. Igor was Juan Onandia, and Ivan was Pedro Hernan Godoy Lopez. Not exactly Russian, but they had a manager at one point, a name that I'm not going to attempt to pronounce. But yeah, these guys obviously didn't do many promos. If any ever, but they have both since passed. They were aging wrestlers even for this match, which, by the way, the match we're covering, January 22nd, 1972. So yeah, but the Rugged Russians, they were also known as, ready for this, the Russians, and they worked for WCW, NJPW, AWA, CWF, among others. They did not have a long tenure, but that's a story on the Rugged Russians. So Rene Goulet, though, spent the early part of his career traveling territories. He spent a lot of time in the AWA, but he achieved his greatest fame in the 70s and 80s for WWF, then known as WWWF. They did win the tag team championships, he and Carl Gotch. December 6, 1971, they defeated Crazy Luke Grant and Tarzan Tyler. The Gotch and Goulet would drop the belts to a person that Leonard and I are familiar with, Baron Mikel Celuna and King Curtis Iaukea.
Oh, those are both great. I did not know the King Curtis and the King and the Baron. That's a great tag team.
Right. They on a taping that was February 1st, 1972, they stayed on a few more months looking for new opportunities, but then left. Goulet was in the first ever, this is just trivia, he was in the first ever WWF match on the USA Network,
Oh, really?
which I find fascinating. His opponent was friend of the show, whether he wants to be or not, Tito Santana.
Okay.
And
Yeah, Tito's a friend of the show.
absolutely. Goulet was known as, so people will be able to, relate to this. Goulet was known as a dependable wrestler who could always be trusted to have a good match. As a result, he was often selected to have matches with rookie wrestlers so he could carry the match. There's one of those guys in every era. And the list of wrestlers who either had their first match or one of their first matches with Goulet were some of the names: Ric Flair, Chris Taylor, the Iron Sheik, Jim Brunzel, Greg Gagne, and Ken Patera. Interesting. Carl Gotch debuted in 1950, wrestling throughout Europe under the ring name Karl Krauser, and he won the German Heavyweight Championship and the European Championship. Carl Gotch, though, kind of hit a roadblock in 1962. He was involved in a backstage incident with the then NWA champion, Nature Boy Buddy Rogers. Rogers turned out to be injured after this altercation. And so at that point, it kind of alienated Gotch from the rest of the American promoters. So he went looking for work in Japan. He wouldn't return to the States until the 70s, when he had the brief run with WWF that we're talking about today. He was known as God in Japan and influenced the development of mixed martial arts through his students, including Antonio Inoki and many others, which I found interesting. He also had a legitimate fight with Muhammad Ali in 1976. So that's just a little bit of background on these guys, which is interesting. There's a lot of interesting stories out there.
Yeah, I had heard of the name Carl Gotch. I knew that he was older at this point. From what you said, he was like a more than 20-year veteran at this point. So, but yeah, that's another guy. Like, I knew the name, but I hadn't really, I don't think, ever seen anything.
Yeah, and, you know, the YouTube link for this match doesn't advertise it. But so the video is a little over 24 minutes long. And when I was watching it, like, there was a pinfall, and I was like, oh, wow, the match is over, like, really early. But this is a 2 out of 3 falls match.
Yes, I did not know that either. And I actually had to rewind it.
Right.
When the fall happened to figure out what was going on.
So did I, because it was very fast.
Yes, yeah.
So, yes, this is a 2 out of 3 falls match. So let's just get some of the play-by-play done here. It starts with Goulet and one of the Russians. There's chain wrestling. There's arm bar by Goulet, shoulder block. More arm drags, arm drags, arm drags, more arm drags. There's a lot of arm drags by Goulet. There's a crisscross, which I do not like in any era. Gotch tags in. He gets a full Nelson, an arm drag, an arm bar. They try a tag team combination move. Doesn't happen. The Russians accidentally punch each other a couple times. The Russians are on offense after an eye rake. They do some work in the turnbuckle. Goulet is tossed out. They then kind of beat on him as he's trying to get into the ring. Then Goulet does something interesting that even apparently fools the referee. He does a sneak attack from the other side of the ring.
Yes. I love that.
And he does a body slam. Gotch comes in and gets like sort of a standing neck crank, or, you know, neck twist, whatever that is called. I'm sure it has a name. Gotch starts attacking both guys. He does a headbutt, a reverse kick. The Russian eventually reverses it on Gotch, does a headlock punch, some kicks, and then gets that sudden knee and a pin. So that's the first fall. The Russian gets a big knee and the pin. Goulet tries to save his partner, but too late. The second fall, there's a leg takedown. The Russian kind of complains to the referee. Carl Gotch's punches are really slow.
He punches weird.
Yeah, like it's very, I guess it's more for the crowd in the arena than it is for people watching at home. Because
right,
because
it's he cocks it and then throws it, like you said, almost in slow motion. Like I actually kind of wondered if this was like, you know, how silent movies kind of look sped up because of the frame rate. Like, I actually kind of was wondering, is the frame rate weird here? But I don't think it is.
Russian attacks and chokes Gotch while the ref is distracted. There's an elbow and some headbutts. The Russian gets moved out of the ring. There's some turnbuckle work. Gotch does a double chop, another reverse kick. He does like a stretch submission, and that is the second fall. There's by submission. The third fall, there's a tag team combination move finally. Goulet tries a stretch but is interrupted. He does a unique pinning combination, and then the Russians attack the referee and the match is over. So,
yeah, for no reason.
Yeah, so, you know, it was cool to see. You know what? I'm not. Leonard, what are your thoughts on this match?
Okay. First of all, I don't think you mentioned this. It should be mentioned this is in color. It's on film. It's a stationary camera.
With no commentary.
No commentary. So that's important to note. I thought I was going to be really bored by this, but there were actually some spots I liked. There was one point where Goulet's got the armbar and the Russian is just right like an inch away from tagging the guy. I liked that. I thought this was very reversed from what we know today for tag team wrestling, because you have the face team kind of controlling most of the match.
True.
And you have them doing like the some of the double team stuff, and you have like the heel running in and the ref catching him. So it was very, you know, reverse. Like, who I'll call Russian One, like the first guy in the ring, is playing Ricky Morton here.
Yeah.
Against the other guys. So I found that was really interesting. And it's really about only about halfway through this whole video that they actually kind of start to get a little offense in. I liked up to the pin for the first fall. That surprised me. That came out of nowhere. Second fall was really quick, and I looked at the time, and I was like, well, this third fall is going to be like 2 minutes.
Right.
And it almost seemed like somebody, I don't know how, if they had radios in the back or someone signaling. Back this far, it might have been a signal, but it almost felt like, oh, you guys went too long, cut it now. And they just did that, because that really came out of nowhere. To sum up my thoughts, I will say for a modern fan, this is probably going to be tough to watch. But for a tag match from the era, I thought it was serviceable. There was a lot of classic tag spots here. The rest holds that were used were still, you know, different rest holds. They were using them as heat spots. They just weren't sitting there. I think that's what a lot of modern wrestlers, like, I'm doing a chin lock to take a breath. Well, you still need to sell it, you know, with your eyes and your body language and your facial expressions and all this. And I thought they were doing that. So I'm from what you've said so far, I'm going to say that I like this better than you did, because I would give it about 3 stars.
Well, so, okay, that's interesting. I'd probably go about 3 stars with you. Okay. But if we're looking at the glass like it's half empty or half full, I think that's where we'd probably differ just a little bit.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
So the beginning of this match to me was dreadfully dull. And at first I was like, wow, this is an easy day at the office for Rene Goulet. Like, arm drag, arm bar, arm drag, arm bar, rinse and repeat, gets tossed out of the ring, and then he's on the apron. It started to pick up more momentum. Like, Carl Gotch, and the more I think about it, he is the type of personality who was playing to the crowd. Like, he would, like, kind of jive and dance around. He would, like, go like this for his punches, like really slow. Like, he was trying to get reactions, whereas Goulet was more of the technical, like, workman-like type of talent.
Right, he was wrestling the match, yeah.
Right, and maybe that's why they made a good team. They were obviously given the tag straps. But as the match got picked up more momentum, I started to like it a little bit more. I like 2 out of 3 falls matches. I think they're interesting. This one kind of, you know, ended like a fart in church, but, you know, you might be right about that. You know, when I saw that there was like hardly any time left for the last fall, I was like, hey, you know, maybe Rene Goulet is going to bust out a reverse Hurricane Rana here. But no.
Top rope powerbomb.
Yeah. It was interesting to see this. It really, really was. I think that we can count on, you know, many things if we look at wrestling through the eras, and not just foreign heels, but the Russians will always be heels.
Like, yes.
Here's a good question for you, Leonard. Has there ever been, and I'm not talking about when anybody did a face turn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, has there ever been like a purely like face Russian?
So Nikolai Volkov and Nikita Koloff both had face turns.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Yeah. But as someone who started out face,
yeah,
from the start, I would have, for some reason, I want to say Sylvester Turkai. Now, was he Russian or he was something else?
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure.
I don't know. I have to look him up, because I want to say they brought him in kind of like a Kurt Angle deal, where, yeah, like they were like, I'm a good guy and I love America, blah, 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 like the Rougeaus. And then, like, that was to turn them. I don't know. I have to look that up. Off the top of my head, I would have to say I don't remember anybody.
Yeah. So, yeah, this was it was an interesting match to watch. It really was. It would have helped with some commentary. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm glad that we have this. at all. So, yeah, I'll go 3 stars. Leonard and I are in agreement, maybe not on whether or not we'd recommend it necessarily, but it's worth a watch if you like classic wrestling. So let us know if you have any memories of this tag team or this era in the comments. Please check out our other episodes, our full-length episodes, Segment Surgery, What's That Card, all of our videos. We are also available wherever you listen to podcasts. Or Leonard, my name is Chad.
Oh, hold on.
Yep, we got to do that first.
That's what, yes. You're wrapping up right as I was grabbing it. So yeah. For those of you who may not have seen this before, for YouTube, I'm showing you the lid. I picked up at a thrift store a while back the World Wrestling Federation Attitude Review Game, 3rd edition, with new photos and questions. And we've been doing a few of these at the end of the episodes. So there's 5 questions on the card. 1 and 2 are easier and usually have multiple choice. So we've been doing 3, 4, 5. I think you can get these. I think you will know these as I took a quick look here. Who was Kay Quick's first tag team partner in the Federation? And do you remember who Kay Quick is?
That Ron Killings?
Yes.
Was it The Miz?
No, this was back when he was Kay Quick.
I honestly don't remember.
Road Dogg.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would not have gotten that.
Yeah, that one I knew. Who was the manager of TNA?
Trish?
Yes, Trish Stratus is correct. TNA being Test and Albert. Which diva has been involved with Perry Saturn?
That would have been Melina.
No, it's Terry.
Not Melina. Terry Reynolds.
Terry Reynolds, yes, it's Terry Reynolds. Melina would have been past this. I didn't think about that. So Celebrity of the Week is Deborah.
Okay.
Now here's my card. WrestleMania 3 broke the indoor attendance record set by what rock group? I'm going to say The Who. I'm not going to go with the Beatles. I'm going to go with The Who. Who faced Nikolai Volkoff in a boot camp match at WrestleMania 2? That was Corporal Kirshner, because I just watched 2 not too long ago. Mm-hmm. Who was King Kong Bundy's first manager in the Federation? That was Jimmy Hart. And then Bobby Heenan picked him up later, because at WrestleMania 1, Jimmy Hart's in his corner. So the Rolling Stones was the band.
That, you know what? I that probably would have been my guess.
I was in the ballpark.
Yeah.
And then it was Kirshner and it was Jimmy Hart. So I got 2 of 3 on that card.
All right. Well, we both got 2 out of 3 then.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you for checking out our episode. Let us know what you thought. Check out our other videos as well. And if you want to listen to us, we can be found on pretty much all the big podcast platforms. So for Leonard, my name is Chad, and we will see you next time.